one last thing. You guys, first off, thank you guys so much for coming out. You've been a wonderful, wonderful crowd. I couldn't have asked for better. And thank you so much for being. I really do mean that to Jared and to everyone. And thank you guys very much. Give yourselves a round of applause. Hooray you. You paid $10 to watch me lose about a gallon of sweat. I know, and that's exciting. Yeah. It's like a Gallagher concert. You wear a poncho in the front row. But I always like to finish talking about something that kind of brought us all together. And this is something I really do believe in. I like to talk about love when I finish the show. You know, which isn't a good subject, right? Yeah, the enthusiasm's overwhelming. let's do this upright. No, it's good. It's Saturday night. We're out. We're having a good time. We're enjoying some comedy shows. Let's make some noise right now if you are in love. Come on. Yeah. All right. Yes, that's what Phil Collins is talking about. But not everybody cheered, and everyone gets a chance to cheer here at the DC Improv. So now, make some noise if you are just in it for the sex. Come on. Yes. Excellent. Good. Do you people believe in love at first sight? Do you believe in that?
Yes.
No! Come on! Oh, God, no! Oh, I don't want to shit on your parade, but that's not love. That's Hallmark cards and teddy bears, that's lust. That's a wonderful, great thing, but that's not love. Or maybe you're one of the lucky ones, and over time, your lust turned into love, but most of you people know exactly what love is. Love is finding someone you can tolerate just barely and then sticking with them for as long as humanly possible, right? That's what my parents taught me. Love is when you come down the steps in the morning and that person is sitting at the kitchen table biting their toenails. And the only thing that goes through your head is like, ooh, I made a promise. And the second thing you think is like, oh, biting your toenails. Now you're flexible. Keep it fresh. That's a good lesson. Always keep it fresh. Be excited. Be in love. Just own up to it. Don't be embarrassed. Cute little nicknames for each other. Pet names are a wonderful thing. Keep it in a relationship. I dated a girl once. She used to call me Pumpkin because I have a huge orange head. I used to call her Baby because I couldn't remember her name. And yeah. I'm settled down now. Some of you guys are still out there playing the field, and I got a little advice for you as well. If you're going to be using pet names, if you're going to be using little names for various ladies, if you're seeing numerous ladies at the same time, do not ever use the wrong name on the wrong lady, because they will know. It'll blow up in your face. Do what I did. Use the same name for every lady. Chocolate Princess. Yeah. And if she says, I'm white, then you say you're also racist. Kick it to the curb. That's what you do. That's what you do.